Yo, what's going on out there? This is Level Up with Ryan Hodge. I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. We got another great episode for you all out there. Hopefully we learn something, find out some new info, whatever you want to call it, but that's what we're here for. We're going to level up. Hey, but before we do, we want to shout out Hindsight Media Radio for putting this whole thing together. Also, I need you to log into RyanHodgeBooks.com and check out some of my novels. There's 9 of them up there. A little bit of something for everybody. And if you can't find something for yourself, hey, maybe you'll phone a friend. And maybe there'll be something up there for them. Either way, we're going to get to the show in a sec. Later. Well, hello, hello, everybody. This is Ryan Hodge. We're here again. Another week before us. Got another episode that we're going to politic today, like how we've been doing. Today's episode, we're going to talk about support, man. And the reason why I felt like support was something good to talk about, because it seems to be a lack of it in a lot of different instances amongst certain groups of people. So we're going to talk about it. And, you know, we identify problems on this show. After we identify a problem, you know, we find solutions to the problem. So, again, we're talking about support amongst other things, but we're going to rap about support. So, as always on this show, you know how we do. What does the word support mean? We give definitions so we can live by it. You know what I'm saying? So today, support, depending on which way you want to start, and this is where I'm actually going to start. One of the definitions of support means to promote the interest or cause of. Another swing on it is to uphold or defend is valid or right. An additional definition of support is to endure bravely or quietly. Of course, you know, support in the sense of holding something up, you know, being a backbone for something, as a parent may support his or her child. Someone's going through a hardship in their life and you're that shoulder to cry on for the person. So we're talking about support in that sense as well. Now, as far as today's show is concerned, I really want to hone in on that piece when I said one of the definitions of support was to promote the interests or cause of. We're going to really talk about that and flush it out and see where we can go from there. So, like I said, we're going to politic that support. We got some other things related to support. You want to go to noun, a thing that bears the weight of something or keeps it upright. And that's actually a play on what we're going to talk about as well. Give assistance to, especially financial. That's another swing on support. Enable to function or act, support. So we just different definitions we got out there. And we're going to swing the conversation. And we're going to cover, you know, a bunch of those like how we do. So stay with me. I want to say thank you for everybody who's out there. We got the definition of support out there. And then we're going to come back in a second and we're going to talk about things that need to be supported and how we can benefit from support. All right. So fall back for a sec. We're going to hear this music and we're going to come back in a second. This is Level Up with Ryan Hodge. All right, everybody, we back. You know, this is Level Up with Ryan Hodge, man. And like I said before my quick break, we talking about support, man. We gave the definition like we always do on the show. And support comes from many different places. As we know, you could get support from a family member, a friend, a parent. Hey, maybe you got a kid going off to college and support is going to come from that way, too. So we know kids need support while they're in college, most cases. We know a lot of times people are having hardship situations, just trying to make ends meet, eating those ramen noodles, which are high in sodium. So we're talking about this thing. But either way, we're talking about support, and we got a guest on the show today. He's been on the show before. We've had him here a couple times. He's dropped some knowledge on us. He talked to us about his daughter. And actually, like I said, he's right here again. So Steve, shout the people out, man.
Man, listen, man, people, it's always a pleasure to come in front of y'all, man. I just appreciate y'all giving me the time once again just to drop some nuggets and some knowledge on you, man. So I appreciate you having me, huh?
All right, cool, man. So like I said, man, we here, yo. So again, everybody, we're talking about support. Now, I did make a quick mention of a student going to college or a person going to college and they need support. So we got Steve on the line. You heard some testimonials about his daughter in the past. Well, he's at that point in his life and hers where his daughter's going off to college and she's going to need support. So Steve is on the line and we didn't just talk. Steve, I mean, before we even get to the type of support, what does it mean to you to support your daughter on this college endeavor?
Man, listen, what it means to support her is just like, whether that's mentally at times, I'm already really getting her mind in place that because we already know a lot of distractions that come for our young women, especially when they go to college, is the financial side for babies and boys.
Right.
And I'm conditioning her mind now while she's still in high school, okay, these are some of the things that's going to come when it comes to those. So the financial side of it, I know I can handle. It's just that I just got to make sure that the boys and the things that they come with, that she don't get caught up in that as well.
All right, so bang, I'm hearing you say, so we're talking about support here. So it sounds like one type of support you're talking about affording your daughter is just like almost like mental support, game in a sense.
Right.
Support where you're telling her things to look out for, things she may encounter while she's on her college journey. So again, right. Everybody, it's not just a financial thing. I mean, support comes from words of wisdom. We all got a grandmother or a great aunt or even a parent who just gives us words of wisdom, things to live by. My mom had a statement that she used to say a lot of times, if it ain't rough, it ain't right. Now, of course, we don't want hardships in life. You know, we want everything to just be peaches and cream or peachy king, whatever they call it. But sometimes hardships do arise. And that was her way of telling us, if it ain't rough, it ain't right. Sometimes there's going to be things that happen that you think aren't fair. Hardships are going to come, but expect it. And then she gave us the game to get through it. So the support was right there to let us know that hardships are coming. And she gave us game on how to get through the hardships as well. So again, that support. And that's what Steve was talking about with his daughter. Now, the other side of support, you said financial. We definitely need financial support. I mean, anybody needs financial support, and that's why we get jobs. Now, as far as your daughter in college, what are your thoughts on the financial support, man? What are you thinking about?
So with the financial support, man, what I'm thinking about that, I'm thinking about the distance. She's going to be going to Tuskegee University. So with that, I'm like, okay, how am I going to really financially be able to be there for her and give her enough money to sustain, but not too much for her to just have a room to blow.
Right.
You know, because if you give her too much, she will put it into the wrong thing.
Right.
So I need her to have that mindset. Yo, listen, this is a set amount. I know if I blow it, I'm going to be in a position for the rest of the week or the rest of the month.
Right.
So my number I've been coming up with was $1,000. Okay, most college students don't have that. Now, how I'm going to give that $1,000 to her is crazy. I was just having a conversation on, do I give her $500 every 2 weeks? Do I give her $1,000 at the beginning of the month? Do I give her $250 every week? How am I going to get this $1,000 to her?
Right.
So, and coming up with that, man, I got hit with an idea that I'm going to roll with is, I'm going to give her $200 a week. And one may be like, hold on, that don't add up to $1,000 a month. What I know is she's going to spend the $200 irresponsibly at some point.
Right.
So I still got $200 in reserves that she don't even know that I'm working as an emergency fund for her. So if she do good even with the $200 a week, I still got that $200. I know that's within my budget to support her. That's within her budget. Hard times come or she catch a flat tire in a car she don't have. She don't even know she still got this reserves.
Right.
That she could pull from.
Right.
And it's within my budget and within hers because she done conditioned herself that she only get $800 a month.
That's right.
But she really working with the $1,000. So that's what I'm putting on her right now or putting in place right now, Hodge.
I think that's a good idea, man, because with the other ways you mentioned, if you throw a, how old is she, 17, 18?
17.
All right, so she'll be 17, 18 in college, and you put $1,000 in the 18-year-old's hands. Now, I don't know if she's accustomed to dealing with $1,000 at one time, but most 17-year-old, 18-year-old kids is coming from a regular family, not any sort of wealth situation. $1,000 in their hand at one time may be the most amount of money they've ever touched at one time. So you give a person $1,000 on the front end, speaking of your daughter, if you give her $1,000 on the front end, that amount of money is going to potentially make her think she's rich, if you feel me. And that $1,000 may be gone in about 9 to 10 days. And what do you want? What would you do at that point? You might want to just cut her off for the rest of the month, let her really feel it.
I'll be in a position where I can't, because then what that does is it's gonna make the other side harder.
Exactly.
Because what you don't do now, when you lack at and you're not teaching her responsibility on how to spend, she's hungry.
Exactly.
She's gonna spend all her money.
Exactly.
So she got no choice. But not saying, guess what? I'm not even saying it's 100% chance that she's not gonna allow another little boy or another cop student, whatever you want to call him, to get her something to eat. But when she need him to, her decision making is altered.
Yeah, definitely. It's all based on need and not what makes sense.
Not what makes sense. So mine is to prevent that from happening.
Right.
And I'm protecting her mentally and financially, and she don't even know it.
Right.
Until she to a point where she got the discipline to be able to protect herself.
Definitely. And I threw that out there because if you didn't say it, then I was gonna say it. You definitely can't leave her stranded on the island by herself, because at that point, then if I'm in a situation where I need and I don't have, then whoever can meet my needs is who I'm going to lean on to meet it. And you may find people doing some crazy stuff to get their needs met. So,
very much so. And in doing that, and you know, a lot of decisions, people work jobs not because they like them.
Right.
Like they're in places, they do things right now that they don't like because they need the money.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. It's a different fight, but it's the same thing.
That's right. There's a dude walking down. I'm going to give you an example, man. This was years ago when one of these recessions hit, maybe back 08. Don't hold me on the year. But years ago, there was a family that has a doctor. They were both doctors. The husband and the wife were doctors. I believe they have 5 kids. And when the recession hit, both doctors lost their jobs. They were financially destitute. Just imagine how they were living on 2 doctor salaries with 5 kids. They were financially destitute. They got to the point where they just didn't have any money or not much to sustain. So instead of just trying to figure it out and working through it, they actually committed a double homicide. So they killed the kids and they killed themselves. However, who killed who? But they ended up killing the whole family, is all I'm saying. So that's how serious it is to be financially destitute, to where it makes you do things that you wouldn't normally do. Doesn't matter who you are, the doctor, former doctor, the high school girl who needs a couple dollars. So definitely you got to step in and still fill that financial void. Now we're going to pause right here, though, man. We're running. We're going to pause right here. And we're going to come back in a second. Steve will still be with us and we're going to spit some more. So come back in a sec, y'all. This is Level Up with Ryan Hodge. All right, everybody, we're back. We're still here. We got Steve on the line, and we're still just talking about support, man. Like I said, we're going to swing it to some other types of support too, man, but we're going to talk about this support right here. So Steve, keep going, man. So when you thought about, you know, thinking forward as parents are supposed to, and good job to you for that, man, because parents really, with kids, you shouldn't be caught with your pants down, man. You should really try to anticipate as many things as possible. That's just the way it is. So the question I have for you is, at the point when you started looking ahead, you're saying your daughter's going off to college, what was your scheme? I mean, what was your scheme for the support, man? I mean, why is it important to you?
It's so important to me, man. Just to backtrack on it, I honestly thought about my college experience.
Word.
I felt when I was going to college, I didn't have as much support as I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them was from my own personal decision-making. But the other half is just, I just didn't have it.
Right.
Can you imagine going to school and you eating oodles and noodles all the time?
Right.
You know, you ain't got a mom to give you a couple of hours. You ain't got a dad to give you a couple of hours. So the decision making is automatically off.
Right.
You know, I wasn't able to have fun. Jokers want to go to parties. They want to be able to go out to eat with their friends.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't do none of those. I just had to stay at the apartment.
Right.
I was barely being able to pay my rent.
Right.
So it's just like, I want her really to be able to enjoy college and not have to mentally or financially worry about some of the stress. $1,000 for a college student, keep in mind, she can still eat on campus.
Death.
She can still eat on campus, but for her to know that I can go get something to eat off campus every now and then. I can really go to this party or I could pay for something because they're going to do it while in college.
Definitely.
If you think that they're just going to sit up in a room, you're wrong.
Yeah, that's out of the question.
Honestly, it's out of the question.
It's out of the question.
I just don't want her to be, in as me as a father, if she got to lean on anybody, I know I got her best interest.
That's right.
So when it's time to, I want her to come to me. You know, so in that is just those decision making, like even when going out. You know, I remember her car didn't work recently when she went out. And it's because I had a lock on it. And there was a gentleman at the table that was just like, look, I'll pay for your food. I'll pay for your food.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, no, I'm good. She called me. I was like, yo, Dad, my car ain't working. Are you close by? How are we going to fix this?
Right.
I don't. And the crazy thing is, I appreciate the young brother wanting to pay. But I got her right now. Like, listen, I need you to lean this way. She don't know that guy interest.
That's right.
She don't know what his means are. So I rather it be that way until she's to that point where she know that, yo, listen, I can make the right decision.
Right. That support that you're offering her when she gets to college, that support that you'll be offering her is going to keep her safe from that dude who's looking to take advantage of a female. I wrote that in one of my books, man. One of my last book that I put out is called Workings of Deception. And it speaks to this sort of thing where it's called the exploitation. It speaks to where guys are flash the bread on a needy college female in order to get what they want from her, which is most cases, you know, some sexual activity or whatever else it may be. So that's good for you, man. I think what you said is important about when she's away at college, even just from the eating standpoint, man, eating those noodles and stuff like that and just wanting to have a good college experience. Well, we know finances can help make that experience better, man. So with you being able to offer financial support, that'll allow her to have the best experience possible, you know. And what it keeps it from happening is a lot of people, when they go to college, they always have these college nightmare stories. Those ramen noodle days, they enjoy, you know, they look back on it and say it was bugged out. But who wants to live through ramen noodle days? So I think it's just important to have some finances there, man, because you're keeping her safe from predators, poor diets, and she won't look back on those college years and think about how broke she was during her freshman year. That was my story. I was a dude who, when I first stepped foot on the college campus, they sent me home because I didn't have any money in my account. So it just changes the college experience altogether, and it's important. And if her college experience is good when she gets there, she's more inclined to stay. Her focus can be on her studies. And she's going to have fun. I mean, we know they're going to do that. So that's just what it is. But a focus can be on the studies more so than having the quiet stomach rumblings. You know what I'm saying? So that's good stuff right there, man.
Very much so, man. And as a parent, what it also do is, and the crazy thing is, it may sound crazy to some, it gives you a sense of control. It's a consequence. She's going to know that, yo, listen, I got to go or stay close to these rules that me and my dad got in place. Because I cannot mess up my money.
Right.
I cannot mess up my lobby. If you ain't providing that, it's a lot of stuff you ain't going to know and you ain't going to have your hands on. But if she know you gave her that $200 on Monday and it's gone on Wednesday, now you can really see and Doc say, yo, okay, why is your money gone?
That's right.
You able to kind of get a little bit to kind of see in her world a little bit because you spend the money fast. So I know you're doing something you ain't got no business doing.
That's right.
You know, so it do give me a little, not much, but it give me a little bit to know what's going on in her world by how I see she's spending money. And the way it's going to be set up, that account is attached to my account.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm able to see a little bit of transactions get spent too because she got one of my cards.
Right.
You know, so it's definitely ways and creative as the parent side for you to kind of know, okay, what my daughter or what my child is doing while they're in college.
Hey, man, but that's actually a good thing. And I liken that to a lot of couples, a lot of married couples or couples in relationships, even parent child relationship. But even from the adult relationships, if you and your spouse or mate have a joint account, let's say all of the money goes into the account it actually keeps you honest in a sense. And I'm not honest like you hiding money, but if you know that the other person is going to be looking at the statement and say, man, you spent so-and-so and you spent so-and-so. I think what that does is, even though we're adults, but I think what it does is it kind of curbs your spending. If you know that somebody's going to potentially kind of quote unquote be checking you, if you call it that, for lack of a better word, if they're going to be checking you, you're not inclined to go spend the $700 on a night out or some BS. So it's almost like now you got two, you got a set of a couple or whatever, and they have separate accounts. Guess what? If you can spend your money the way you want all the time, chances are you're going to have a lot of wasteful spending. And guess right. what? The couple doesn't increase their savings or anything, or at least they lose money in a sense, because now I'm just spending recklessly because nobody's going to check me. So, so we'll flip that to, like you said, with your daughter. I mean, if she knows that you're watching, then she's going to think twice, like, okay, I'm going to have to hear dad mouth. I'm going to get this one time, and I'm going to fall back from the next. I'm going to get the next one. Hey, man, by default, you'll be teaching her good financial habits, because what'll end up happening is, if she curbs her spending, that $200 that you're giving her will start adding up. So maybe she'll only spend $100 this week.
Maybe only spend $100. No doubt. And the crazy thing is, now she does those things. Man, listen, she spends now. And she bought an outfit online. Matter of fact, maybe 2 weeks ago, she bought an outfit online. She went out to eat with her friends the next day. And then she went to the movies the next. She automatically got it, because that's 3 days that she's been spending money.
Mm-hmm.
Two of the times I didn't even know about. So she, and I see it, but I'm like, oh, I want to see how much she's going to spend, because she ain't reached that number for me to really go in yet.
Right.
But she automatically, your dad, I know I've been spending, this is what I've been spending on. And she actually transferred $50 to her savings.
Cool.
On her own.
Cool.
You know, and then when I turn around at the end of the week, she didn't even spend. This is her own money. This That's ain't right. even money I'm giving her. So what I did was, I gave her $100. Like, listen, you ain't even spent over your budget. Yo, hang on $100.
Right.
You're good. I rewarded her because I also want her to see, like, yo, look, saving is where it's at.
That's right.
If you're doing what you're supposed to, daddy got you.
Yeah, and that's a life lesson right there, man, because even outside of your parents and whatever, if you're doing what you're supposed to do in life, you'll reward yourself. There is definitely benefits of doing what you're supposed to do, being where you're supposed to be at the time you're supposed to be there. It's a benefit to saving when you should save and spending a little and saving and spending and saving and spending. When you are judicious with your spending and saving, you're always going to be better in the long run. And what you did was fantastic, man. To incentivize her good habits, you're teaching her, Even if it's by force on the front end, because who doesn't want extra money? If she's saying, shucks, I know if I spend XYZ, dad can throw me an extra couple dollars because I didn't go over budget. Guess what? Now you're going to teach her to live under budget, knowing she can get the incentive on the back end. That's a whole lot better than you doing it this way. She overspends, and then you got to give her some money anyway because she overspends. You know you can't have her broke. So by doing it that way, it teaches negative habits to overspend and still get bread, as opposed to what you got going. She'll underspend and get more bread. So she's going to get more bread from you and have more bread in her pocket from underspending.
Oh, very much so. And that was on the good side. Bad side, let me tell you about that. It has been a time she spent her money too fast.
Mm-hmm.
She spent all her money. And the thing is, I gave her hints. Like, yo, look, you're spending too much. So I had to let her go through that trial of learning, and her money was out.
Right.
So we're at home, everything frozen. Only thing in the freezer or refrigerator ready to fix at the time was something that was quick. Some hot dogs, some sandwiches, some french fries.
Yeah.
Listen, I already know she can fix that. I had no intentions on going out to eat that day.
Right.
Her favorite food is crab legs. I purposely went to Juicy Crab and got me some crab legs.
Mm-hmm.
Came back home, and she's like, yo, where mine at? I said, you spend all your money.
Right.
So you got to eat what's in the house. And the crazy thing is, one of my friends, He was over. He's like, dang, man, that's dirty. I'm like, yo, you missing this.
That's right.
Like, you missing it completely. He said, you going to eat crab legs? And your daughter, you told her she got to eat some sandwiches and some chips and some hot dogs and fries? I said, just as much as you hate that feeling, you can imagine how she feels
that's
right now.
That's right. Hey, well, listen, we going to cut right there, man. We're going to take a break, y'all. We're going to come back. We're going to keep talking, man. We're going to keep going, and we're going to do what we do. Hey, this is Level Up with Ryan Hodge. We got Steve Teagle on the show. We'll be back in a minute. All right, everybody, we're here still. We still going. We got Steve on the line. We're talking about support, y'all. So, Steve, we still here, man. You're still out there in the world. The people can still hear you. And I want to touch back on that $800, man. The $800 you said, you actually said you would go at $1,000. But then you said, you know, you came across some advice or something like that. And you said maybe to give $800, the $200 a week, and then keep $200 in reserve. And I just wanted to touch back on that real quick, man, because I was just thinking about the thousand as a whole. So just to think, if you gave your daughter the $200 a week and she handles it well, she manages the money well, she doesn't blow it, she gets some things that she needs. But other than that, she's, you know, she still has some bread left over. I was just thinking, man, how clutch this could come in, that $1,000 that you had allocated to her, and which would mean you got $200 in reserve. You could give her that $200 at the end of the month and really make her think that that was the incentive, or just hold it and give it to her if she does run through it. But either way, it could just be a little trick to where you were going to give her $1,000 anyway. She may never know, and you're giving her $200 incentive that she was going to get anyway.
I completely agree with that right there. It's where it's at. And the thing is, the options is in my court. Well, whatever way you want it, it could be an extra $50 she feels she getting a week now.
Yeah.
Or whatever way you want to play it, it's just about, okay, I'm going to slide you another 50. I'm your dad, I mess around in low. I'm not doing a lot of driving this week. I'm low on gas. I'm going to go 50.
Right.
And knowing her with the 50, she's only going to put 20 in the tank.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to keep the other 30.
Right.
You know, but she just like, look, my dad got me.
That's right.
But when she don't know, that stuff is already in her budget.
That was already right, already part of the budget. Right. So with all of this, you know, we just going with the financial support. We know, obviously, the mental support that you give her, just the emotional support. With the financial support, at some point, you know, we'll figure she'll have to be off of daddy's bank account, out of daddy's pockets to some degree. You know, it seems like parents say they never fully get off, but. Where do you see, or where do you want to see your tutelage with the financial support? Where do you want it to go?
The place I want it to go is, I got to tell this statement because I tell her now. Daddy, and the crazy thing is, I want to wear, God forbid, if it comes, I leave this earth before my daughter do.
Right.
So I condition her mind with those type of things now. Daddy ain't going to always be able to do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
You got to learn these things while I'm here, while I'm able.
Right.
To be able to teach you these things. And I also tell her, like, look, every time you do something stupid out there, I'm not saving you. Even though daddy's going to always be here. But I need her to really feel that, though.
Right.
Yeah, man, listen, I'm out here doing stupid stuff. Daddy ain't coming to our rescue. So I got to be able to make a rational decision. So the place I want to see her go is where she's free, where she's rich. And you may be like, yo, dang, free and rich, what is that? When she's doing things that ain't $1 million in her account, that just is, if she want to take a trip right now, she can do that.
Right.
If her family is at need and she got that money, if it's needed to go over there and support them, she could do that. She could put in time at work to really grieve like she need to grieve if
That's
she
right.
need to.
Right.
You know, so it's just really to position her to do things at her convenience where she's not a slave to money. And that's where I want her at.
I like that, man. I like that. So you want her to have some autonomy, some independence, and I'm with that freedom piece, man, because it seems like a lot of people are slaves of these jobs and they're controlled by them because they're not making good financial decisions, which means that they never get in a situation or position where they can have their bread up and be able to say, I don't need this week's check. I'll be all right without it. Let me do so and so. Let me invest in myself. If it's financial investment in a business you want to start, or just for your mental health, be able to invest in yourself. So that's fantastic to hear, man. And And I just want to say, man, I think too much support, especially financial support, can be a harmful thing, man. Because one problem is that your children, a child, if you're just always throwing bread at them and not teaching them, they never learn. You almost learn the wrong thing, that money is just always going to be thrown at me, so I don't really have to manage anything, and I can just live recklessly and still get the things that I need. And I think that's a real, real harmful thing for anybody, male, female, child, adult, it doesn't matter. If you think that money is always going to be in your face when you need it, and don't learn how to make it, and don't know how to spend it, and don't learn how to manage it, you're gonna be in a situation that somebody's not gonna be able to get you out of in the future. If that support system goes away, where does that leave that person? So I'm glad you mentioned that. That was clean, man.
Man, and it's crazy, man. And whether you believe it or not, man, what I love about our conversations, man, it comes straight from the heart. It's not rehearsed. You don't know which direction this thing is going.
Yeah,
it's real life stuff out there that you just spoke on. I actually personally have a friend, and that I want the setup that her parents provide for her, right?
Right.
And when they give it to her, anything that comes up, if she don't have, mom and dad can take care of.
Right.
But the problem comes where it comes to relationship building and being independent, where you know if all else fail, they're going to do it no matter what.
Right.
That's the problem, that it can become a crush, just like you said. What are you going to do when they're not here?
Mm-hmm.
Because she's been challenged when she almost lost both of them.
Right.
And her world turned upside down, and she didn't know what to do.
Gotcha.
She don't know how to relate with other people and understand that people actually go through real things.
Mm-hmm.
So it killed her ability to be able to understand that we want that type of life for our child, but she can't understand the real world on what the struggle that people go through on a regular basis.
Right. All right. Well, it sounds like you on the path of keeping your daughter on the right track to understand this real world things going on out here. And there's consequences for money management. I mean, consequences for money mismanagement. And there's benefits to managing your money properly. So that's all we really need out here, man. And trying to put in people's heads and instill in their heads that, you know, that there's benefits to doing the right thing with your cash and just doing your right thing in your daily living anyway. So we're going to pause for a sec, man. We're going to be back in a second. We're going to keep going, man. We're going to flip the type of support, though, y'all. We're going to talk about a different type of support. So give us a second, man. Level Up with Ryan Hodge. Once again, it's on good, people. We still here. We still rocking. We're talking about financial support with Steve's daughter in particular, but just supporting, you know, your loved ones or whoever anyway. But now we're going to swing it, man. We're talking about support in the sense of somebody who has a business or something like that. So I'm going to tell my story. Everybody knows, hit RyanHodgeBooks.com. I write books. It's what I do. I write screenplays too. Won an award. Not to plug myself, but I did. All right, so I write these books, I write novels, man, and I have a person in particular who I've known for probably 30 years, long time ago, back in my Jersey days when I was a young boy, know a person who they said they didn't want to buy one of my books. They just was like, you know, I'm not gonna buy it. For whatever reason, they chose not to support me. Now, remember, one of the definitions of support that I gave earlier was to promote the interests of or the cause of. Also, was about throwing financial aid as well. So just keep those two things in mind. So this person in particular didn't want to throw the financial support at your boy by not buying a book. And, you know, you're free to spend your bread how you want to spend it. So I wasn't tripping there. Now, let's talk about the promote the cause of or the interest of. That's another definition. So the same person wouldn't even or won't even at this point share any of my book information on social media. And that could really help me. Everybody knows if you go viral or get a lot of people looking at your page, you know, that can really help your numbers as far as my books are concerned. So why? All right. So no big deal. They don't want to support it. It is what it is. But we're talking about support here. So now I'm gonna flip it to there was a famous person who wrote a book. And that same person shared the information about the famous person who wrote the book. And they don't even know the person. So where I'm going with this is, man, you know, we got to do a better job of supporting the people we know. The small fry, the person who doesn't have anything going on just yet. We got to support them as well. Steve, you gonna know any insight on this, man? Any topic you could hit us with?
Oh, yes, man. And I completely agree with you, brother. You got to know, I'm in business for myself as well and have a good thing going. But do you really know how hard it is to come to somebody you actually care about and ask them, whether it's from social media or just to sit in or come to an event that's 5 minutes away from their home just to show you support? They didn't buy anything. They didn't have to sell anything. Wow. Just them personally showing up physically. In some cases, they ain't even physically. It's just a hit of a button.
Yeah.
It's a lot to that, man. It mentally do a lot for a person when it comes to support. You know, because they actually respect you enough. If a person comes to you and asks you for support, they see something in you as a person.
Mm-hmm.
They're complimenting you in some type of way.
Definitely.
When they come to you and ask you for that. And so for you to not even, for you to tell them, hey, I'm going to do it and you don't. Hey, I'm going to show up and you don't.
Right.
It bothers them mentally. And they may not come to you and tell you that, but I promise you that they look at you in a little different light.
Word up. So listen, everybody, we listening right here. So just even just on the support tip, you know, you really could be messing with somebody's psyche by they think highly enough of you and they think that you have a good enough relationship to where they can come to you for support and you turn the person down when the effort that would be needed to support that person is really little to none. Maybe join a Zoom call or something like that. So, you know, we got to do a better job. What else you got, man? So keep going. I know you're in business for yourself. How does let's say social media, how would that help grow your business if it would?
Oh, it definitely does. Especially in the aspect of if I got 300 people following me and Hodge, you got 3,000 people following you. Just by you posting something on your page, that's 3,000 people that saw that.
Right.
That makes people want to inbox me, which has happened. From crazy thing is me having a relationship with you and me having a good enough relationship with you where one of your friends decide to post on their page about me, made one of their people reach out to me.
Right.
Never seen them, don't know them from a can of paint, but they took the time out of their day off of respect for you, in a sense for you, that they trust you enough as a person. Like, hey, I know that you only attach to good people and you're not going to support anybody that's not good.
Right.
So even though, in that case, that person do know me a little bit, even though I don't know them as well as you do, mm-hmm. I'm going to support them.
Right.
And guess what? From that particular person, the person that I conducted business with, they said, man, just because you know that person, I know that person wouldn't have reached out or put something up about a person that wasn't good. So I'm going to do business with you just because I know they're good.
Right.
That's how easy it is. It's not hard at all. We pretty much not saying, hey, don't support celebrities.
Yeah, not saying that at all. Right.
They got what we trying to get.
Exactly.
Like, listen, we got one person that's trying to make sure their light bill is paid. And we got the celebrity that's got their light bill, everything is paid. You can still support them.
Definitely.
But by you posting this, you may be paying that person light bill. You may be supporting or helping that person get closer to paying that light bill.
That's right.
And then when you're in business for yourself, you may be like, yo, look, you got your man. If you're on your job, you're spending your money. See, you don't understand business. Business is a little bit different, that every moment counts. That's every right. minute counts. That little post counts. I help and I don't mind sharing. I go out and help one family 30 minutes to an hour. That's $750 for me.
Right.
That every moment counts, and I need that. So when that little post come up and I help that family, just from that one post made me $750. Hey, man, it's respected. I love it. So, man, that's what I got for you, y'all.
That's exactly what we're talking about, man. Because a lot of people, they just take it to be not that big of a deal. Or maybe some people out here hating, and that's potentially the cause. But I don't want to speak too much of that negativity. But on the show, we're talking about problems that exist, and we're talking about solutions. So listen, anybody out there listening, you never know how small that small gesture, like just hitting the share button, that might reach somebody else who wants that product, who may be able to use that product or benefit from that product. You do life insurance, man. So one share of a life insurance policy post that you put up, somebody might jump in on it. And then now that family can be lifted up if someone passes away instead of being in a hole. And I want to say this, man. I know a lot of people say that, well, that's their family. Who cares about the money they get, or my book? Who cares about that? But ultimately, we got to look at it as an investment in a community. You know, if we're just going with our Black community or whatever. If you support the people who look like you and they come up and then they invest back into their community, then you benefit from it, your kids benefit from it, and then we all come up. We got to be more invested in that, man, because I don't think it means as much to our community as it does to others, and not in a positive light. Because other communities, I got an example for you, man, just about support. Unfortunately, it was on the episode of First 48. So bang, on the episode of First 48, there was some Mexicans. Now, you know how sometimes they're illegals. So anyway, the Mexican cats, they were all working on a job, and then a new Mexican popped up out of nowhere and needed a place to stay. Hey, fam, they let him stay there. They let them stay at the crib, and they all just pulled their bread and, you know, like I said, they linked their money up. Now, of course, since it was on First 48, somebody ended up getting killed in the house. But I really just want to speak to the part of where they all just pulled their bread. They all lived together and they was trying to make it happen. And I've seen this thing several times growing up in Jersey where they would hate the Haitian people. They would come to America and get a place, and then mad other relatives or friends would move in with them, and they'd all just work and pull their bread. And then before you know it, they would have a family living upstairs on a two family. Couple years later, they buy the whole building. All just from a sense of supporting one another and a sense of community, knowing that if they go in together now, it's going to be for the benefit of their people later. And that's what I think we need to learn about support, because it's not just about giving the other person bread. You got to know that money's going to cycle back to you. What you think about that?
It's crazy that I was going down a similar road with you with my time in the military. I ran across one of my battle buddies, and I went to their home for the first time.
Okay.
And the home was so set up, so nice. I'm just like, man, listen, I want this, man. And we sit down, and it's crazy that it was Hispanic family as well.
See?
And he's a close enough battle buddy, he could talk to me like this. And I know he didn't mean anything. And I was like, man, how your dad got all of this? His dad came in, you know how he got all of this? He said, because other races, they selfish. He said, they're about themselves.
Yep.
He said, you see that? He said, you see that man in the kitchen? I stayed with him for 3 years. He took my money and his money, and we put it together for me to get this house.
See?
I said, what? He said, so now his family good, and my money, and his money took care of his family and my family. I was like, we don't do that.
We don't do it.
We don't do that. And so two men stayed together for 3 years, moved their family in.
Yep.
And it was uncomfortable because he did say they had the beds in the living room.
Of course it was. Of course we know it was going to be uncomfortable. How could it not be?
It was uncomfortable. He said his family slept in the living room, and it got to a point where it started hurting his wife's back.
Right.
And they switched.
See.
They went to the room.
See.
And then the other family came. I'm like, yo, y'all did this? He said, but don't worry. We got 5 bedrooms, and he got 5.
See?
So we don't have to worry about it no more.
Yeah, temporary.
So life decision for 3 years. Right.
Exactly.
It's good for the rest of their life.
See?
That stuff like that make me passionate. I love stuff like that. But we don't do that.
We don't do it. That's the investment that you need to have into your people. Don't, like when my, like I said, my lifelong friend, we'll call her, when she said she doesn't support fiction novels, which is what I write, and she reads other types of joints, she didn't look at it as an investment in her people. She was selfish. She thought more about what she wanted and what she was going to do, as opposed to, I've known you for forever. Just off the strength of being friends, you should have bought the book, but you do what you want with your money. But like I said, it's really just an investment in your people. And if you're willing to get past yourself, everybody, black, white, whoever, but if you're willing to get past yourself and invest in your community, your people, you can all come up. And then we all got everything. And we've seen the proof in the pudding, man. All the other communities do it. And I'll even take it back to when we used to do it. Black Wall Street. I talk about Black Wall Street all the time because that was an example of black excellence, where there were doctors in Black Wall Street. That was over in Oklahoma, if you're not familiar, where it was just a black community where we had banks, airports, libraries, schools, bowling alleys. We had everything in our close-knit community because everybody, especially this was back in like the 1920s when, you know, just coming off slavery, all that good stuff. So all we had was each other. If I didn't get 3 apples from you and you get 3 bananas from me, we wasn't going to come up. So we were really bought into the sense of community and we came up from it. We got to get back to those days. Remember, gotcha. Remember when the village raised the village? That support system has been deteriorated. We don't support each other like that anymore.
Man, it's something you hit on that's so selfish. It's 2 things, because it's a story I always used to tell when I asked people. But the thing is, you only could do that with like-minded people. I can't leave that out. Of course, right. We know that it don't always play out because there have been times. Hey, Steve ain't always been together. And I'm still, guess what? I'm still working on becoming better.
Yeah, definitely. Me too. We all, I hope we all are.
Oh, yeah. It's been a point where people was dropping knowledge on me. And me at the time, now I was only a survivor. I couldn't see longevity on what we were doing. Mm-hmm. There have been times where people told me, yo, listen, if you do this with those 2 or 3 people, it's not going to work. And I'm like, oh, they're just so cool and they love me too. And it didn't work.
Right.
So you got to still be in position to know like who you getting in business with, who you willing to put your whole family livelihood in the hands of.
Definitely.
Because that works with everything. That don't just work. And far as business, that goes in relationships, that goes in everything to make sure that you got somebody that's going to hold you at a higher standard of accountability
mm-hmm.
with yourself. And the crazy thing is the selfishness side, and this is stuff that kind of blew my mind. I said it for people, and I text people just because I would love seeing the mindset of people. And the people listening, you may think about this too. 4 people in a room. And 4 people in the room, and on top of that, everybody has $1.
That's right.
But you got to give up your dollar for that meal, and only 1 person can eat. But it's a possibility that you may not be the person to eat. Would you give up your dollar?
Right.
Do you know how, can you imagine how many people said no, they won't give up the dollar?
I'm sure. I'm sure probably 90% of them. A high number.
The high number. Because they're only thinking about, I'm not going to eat.
Yeah.
Of course. But you holding on to the dollar, you're not going to eat.
You're not eating with the dollar anyway. But you're not willing to take the chance of somebody else eating because of you.
Because
if you give up the dollar, you're not eating with your dollar anyway. But if you give somebody else the dollar, they may eat. You're not willing to take that chance of them eating. Even though you're not going to eat with the dollar.
And the crazy thing is, you gave the dollar to the right person to eat, because now they got the strength, the strength to move the rock out of the way for everybody.
Exactly. That's what you're supposed to be doing with your people. That's why Harriet Tubman went back and saved slaves and brought them back north and went back and got some more. She was willing to risk her life for the betterment of her people. That's what we don't have. There it is. That's what we don't have, man. So we gotta look at what support does by and large and not in a small sector of, well, this person may come up, but I'm not. And they're willing to support somebody who's already up. So it's clear what the picture is right there, man, that you don't want somebody else to come up who looks like you or who's from where you are. And it's really sad, man, because how does the marginalized people come up if they don't come together? It's going to be real hard. All right, so we back. Yo, we back again. We still here, man. We about to close this thing out, man. So we're going to let Steve do his thing, man. With the support piece, Steve, give us some last remarks that we could just hold on to about support, man. Go ahead.
Man, listen here, man. Support is one of those things that's real, and we got to really make sure we're doing it out here. Whether that's for your family, your kids, your friends, any, and you got to do it unselfishly. You got to do it and not expect anything in return, guys. And I'm saying that with my daughter, man, the last thing I know, we talked on it, what support is. Listen, we got to make sure we line up their credit. We got to make sure we line up to have abundance of freedom. And guess what? When once we free, we got to turn around and free the next person that need help. And think about what it took to get you to where you at. So you can't look at them and frown upon them for not being where you at. Everybody got to start somewhere. So, man, listen, support is where it's at. If you ain't share that friend post today, man, go and share it. Don't wait till they come to you. Just go show them some love. Man, I appreciate y'all time. It's always a pleasure coming on here and talking to y'all. I hope something blessed somebody on here. Somebody go set somebody free and support somebody today, man. Y'all have a good night.
Hey, Steve, hold it down, man. We appreciate it. Yo, we getting out of here, y'all. This is another great episode. This is Level Up with Ryan Hodge. We're going to thank Hindsight Media Radio for putting this together. And you'll check my website, RyanHodgeBooks.com. Until next time, later.